At Libya's largest hospital, the Tripoli Medical Center, the State Department's point man on Libya, Assistant Secretary of State Jeffrey Feldman, sees the price of revolution up close.
He went back home, he's being shot by also by anti-aircraft weapons. This is called
anti-aircraft.
The doctors told him the men he visited were civilians who support the rebel movement. Like many Libyans in the liberated capital these days, they flash the victory sign even though the war isn't over yet. Assistant Secretary Feldman told CNN he found the men inspiring.
I mean, the hospital was a reminder of kind of the cost that the Libyan people themselves had paid for this, because you saw, you know, young guys in there whose crime was to try to raise the flag of free Libya, and they got shot by snipers.
Feldman, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Libya after rebels took Tripoli, met privately with leaders of the Transitional National Council, then answered reporters' questions.
We have not, had not, will not have any combat presence on the ground in Libya, period.
Just before Feldman arrived, Amnesty International released a report documenting human rights abuses by Gaddafi forces and, to a lesser extent, the rebels.
It is disturbing. Of course, you know, all of those events that were documented in the Amnesty report are outrageous. You know, we can, you know, condemn them all.
But the U.S. diplomat said the NTC leadership insists it's trying to bring accountability for human rights violations by its forces.
We believe they're saying it with sincerity. They mean it. But the point is, they've got to show in practice, from top to bottom, that they're implementing these things that they're saying. And it was a strong part of our message today.
Assistant Secretary Feldman also tried to put some positive spin on the political infighting that's now emerging among the leadership of the NTC. They're having a war of words in the media, he said, but they're not taking it into the streets. Jill Doherty, CNN, Tripoli.